doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Oh, Want to connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
Take me as I come, 'cause I can't stay long.
Last
dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in. I'm tired of this town
Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
Mix 103.1.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training yesterday. He was 3-of-4 with two doubles, scored a pair of runs, and one RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down two strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and we're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has concluded efforts to trap the black bear involved in a recent attack in Barron County. The sow and the cub involved have not been observed since the attack. The DNR, in partnership with Barron County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Wildlife Services, maintained and monitored a series of five traps and game cameras on the property since the attack occurred in the afternoon of July 12th of 2025. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while in the backyard of her rural residence near the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. She is recovering in stable condition and doing well. After weeks of round-the-clock surveillance on that property and no additional signs of the sow that was involved, the current options are exhausted. That's according to Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist. He went on to say that they have trapped and released two boar male black bears, two yearling bears, and two sows determined to be unrelated to the incident. And they also collected a dead sow found alongside a roadway about 1.6 miles from the site of the attack. Initial necropsy results are consistent with that of an injury from a vehicle collision, and there is no evidence of it being the same bear that was linked to the attack. Although trapping efforts have ceased, the DNR will continue to monitor the area. Faith leaders in Wisconsin discussed political violence and Christian nationalism at a conference recently. Lisa Hale reports.
Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity, and then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage. In our context, at least, it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us.
Gear up for Flamborama in Park Falls. One of the longest-running community celebrations in the state starts August 1st through the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with carnival rides, a craft fair, sidewalk sales, a big book sale at the library, Phillips Children's Museum, Micronesian dancers, kiddie car races, a Sunday parade, the Miss Flamborama pageant at the Park Theater, lots of food vendors, your favorite cold beverages, and a whole lot more. Flamborama is sure to be your family's fun weekend event. For more info and a complete list of events, see parkfalls.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid 70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, sunshine and highs near 80. It's 71 right now.
Going on, oh, tonight is gonna be cheesecake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Don't know the reason, stayed here all season. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault. Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away.
For Park Falls and Prentice. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
go with Bengals on Trail Mix 103.1. Hope to see you out at Flamborama. We're going to be out there afternoon tomorrow from noon to 5 and afternoon on Saturday. Stop on by, win the Trail Mix, spin the wheel. At the very least, you'll win some actual Trail Mix, some nuts and raisins and stuff, at the very least, and some other prizes too. So stop on by and see us. Flamborama, Park Falls. We're right on the north side, right by the big tent here on Trail Mix 103.1. John Cafferty and the boys on Trail Mix.
She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side and cross our line. On the dark side.
Mix 103.1.
Control. never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I'm the one who wants that I see you laughing.
For all of Price County, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you.
Mix 103.1.
Forward Bank knows that trust isn't given, it's earned. As a mutual bank, Forward Bank doesn't answer to Wall Street. They answer to you. That means profits are reinvested locally, right here in our community, helping families and businesses thrive. From personal services to financial, it's stability you can count on. Here to build your trust every step of the way. Because at Forward Bank, it's banking that moves you and your community forward. Visit today and see how mutual makes a difference. Stop in or check them out at forward.bank. Member FDIC.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid 70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, sunshine and highs near 80. It's 71 right now.
Fingers bled. Was a summer of '69.
Trail Mix 103.1.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Someone always playing games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage.